This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Media mogul Michael Bloomberg is the mayor-elect of New York City. He takes over from Rudolph Giuliani, whose leadership for the city has been praised since September 11th. Bloomberg overcame a 40-point deficit in the polls to become the first Republican to succeed a Republican in New York City history. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein prepared this report.
Michael Bloomberg has always been a genius at marketing himself, and his election night party was no exception. In a blues bar off Times Square, waiters circulated with lighted trays that said, "Mike for Mayor." That same marketing savvy, backed by a record-smashing estimated $60 million in spending, put him over the top. But Bloomberg had another ace in the hole. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's greet the next mayor of the greatest city in the world, Michael Bloomberg.
When Giuliani endorsed Bloomberg, voters had the rationale they needed to elect a businessman with no political experience. Voting for Bloomberg became the next best thing to a third term for Giuliani. Even so, the results were so tight that Bloomberg didn't take the stage until close to 1 a.m.
Tonight is not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about New Yorkers.
Also helping Bloomberg was the sour aftertaste of a racially divisive Democratic primary between Mark Green, who is Jewish, and Fernando Ferrer, who is Puerto Rican. Ferrer supporters accused Green of empowering racists. Bloomberg used the rift to his advantage, according to former Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato.
The words of many of the prominent elected Democrats that were played over television and radio in the commercials, where they said that basically Mark Green's campaign was abhorrent to their principles, and it was played back to people, came back to make a real difference.
41% of Ferrer voters told exit pollsters they had voted for Bloomberg. Bloomberg got half the Latino vote, more than any Republican mayor ever. Bloomberg didn't refer to Ferrer in his acceptance speech, but in brief remarks, otherwise short on details, he did make one promise.
I am committed to put together the best team anybody has ever assembled. It is going to be a team that truly reflects all the best this city has to offer. All its diversity, all its inclusiveness. This is New York, and it's going to be for all New Yorkers.
A few blocks uptown, Mark Green made the speech that up until a few days ago had seemed unthinkable.
When a campaign advisor last month told me that no candidate in America had ever won an election being outspent by $45 million, I thought we beat the odds. We did good. Michael Bloomberg did a lot better, and I congratulate him, and we all should.
When Bloomberg takes office January 1st, he faces a $9 billion budget deficit, a downward spiraling economy, and an urgent need to rebuild. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.